From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
The Brewers blew a 5-0 lead last night to the Arizona Diamondbacks, losing 7-5 at Miller Park. Aaron Hill clubbed a go-ahead two-run homer during a three-run eighth inning for Arizona. Manager Ron Renneke said the offense needs to be more consistent.
We didn't do a thing after the first inning, and we need to add on. We had them in pitch count trouble through three innings, and then fourth and fifth inning, real quick innings, and he's able to go six. And we shouldn't have let him go that far.
Brandon Kinsler suffered his first loss. The Brewers and Diamondbacks finish up their series with day baseball today at Miller Park. Pregame show right here at 11:35. The Golden State Warriors are parting ways with head coach Mark Jackson. He's been fired after three seasons, despite leading his team to the playoffs with a 51-31 record this past season. They were eliminated by the Clippers earlier this week. On the court last night, the Miami Heat rolled over Brooklyn 107-86, and San Antonio notched a Game 1 victory over Portland 116-92. A pair of Game 2s on tap tonight, Indiana facing Washington, Oklahoma City hosting the Clippers. Thunder forward Kevin Durant was named yesterday as the NBA's most valuable player. On the ice, Montreal and Minnesota got wins last night. The Canadiens dropped the Bruins 4-2 to grab a 2-1 series advantage, and the Wild are now down 2-1 after a 4-0 home victory over the Blackhawks. And the Wisconsin men's hockey team has named goaltender Joe Rumpel as its MVP for this past season. It's the first time in 8 years the Badgers' top honor went to a goalie. That's a look at sports. I'm Tom King.